right, gentlemen, thank you very much. We are here at the Regatta finish line, and with me are the first guys that crossed the finish line. That's let me slide by these guys. I'm looking forward to this interview. We've got Irvin Sauerland. Sauerland from Pennsylvania, and Pat Anderson, also from Pennsylvania, C101, the open C2 stock sprint. And Irv, tell us, what's it like to be the first canoe past the finish line with all the people on the sideline?
A blessing to get here in one piece.
Now, you say to get here in one piece. Your partner, Pat, I tell you, you guys sounded funny coming across that finish line. These guys were, I don't know if you're kidding each other or whatever, but what a great conversation you were having. Pat, what was going on out there?
Well, if there's a two-man boat, then there's plausible deniability, so one can blame the other one for everything that went wrong that day, and it's always good to get the first lie in. So we were both trying to get our lie straight before we got too far in.
I heard you say to him when he was carrying the canoe up, that's the first time he did anything today.
It was. It was hard to believe that he decided at the finish where there was a crowd of people that could watch him do something. It was amazing. I like that.
Irv, what's your response to that?
He spent so much time watching me not paddle that we were kind of slow coming down there today.
Well, you guys talk about being slow. You were the first in your class, and you made it first across the finish line. I mean, what is that river like? What's it going to be like for the 70-milers?
I have a hard race tomorrow, I think. It's very shallow.
Yeah, it's about 2 feet down from last year. Irv and I usually paddle the 70-miler on Monday, and we didn't have the time in the water, and just the circumstances dictated that we, you know, couldn't do it. So we decided to race today, and that's the first time we've raced a 12-miler. So, I think it's about 2 feet lower than it was last year when we ran a 70 last year. So it's going to be challenging. Those guys tomorrow are going to hurt. It's supposed to be, what, 88? That's going to be a very challenging race tomorrow for those guys. I feel sorry for them.
What about the lines in the river? Has everything changed because of the low water?
No, I think the lines are about the same. It's just going to take more time, and it's just that you have to be a little more careful, and you can't miss them. You know, like if the water's a little higher, you don't have to be as technical. You can miss them a little bit and still be all right. There's a couple areas in there that if you miss it, you're grounding out. So that's the main difference.
Well, congratulations on your win and coming through, and on the fun banter that we heard as you crossed the finish line. I thought that was great. He started all the way up on the bend?
Right, he started when I got out in the canoe.
The first lie is the best lie. That's what I always say. It's like Bud and Lou go to the canoe race.
Thank you guys very much. These guys are great. Irv Sauerland and Pat Anderson from Pennsylvania having a great time with each other in the sprint, the winners in the open C2 stock sprint. Jim, I believe, has a lot of people, by the way, are finishing now. The sprint races are all coming across, and Jim's got an update for you.
Okay, there are a lot of categories to update on, so I'm going to give you the winners for each of them. In the open C2...